Rhett Eisman Trull is an award-winning poet who grew up in Winston-Salem. She and her husband now live in Greensboro, where they edit Cave Wall Press, a literary journal of poetry. Cave Wall's new issue of outstanding poetry from across the country is due out in April. In the meantime, Rhett has a poetry reading of her own work coming up at Guilford College on April 2nd. It'll take place at 7:30 in the Founders Gallery East on the Guilford campus. It's open to the public and a great way to celebrate National Poetry Month. Rhett may just treat readers to some of her Anhinga Prize-winning book of poetry, The Real Warnings. She spoke with me about juggling her editing responsibilities at Cave Wall with her own writing.
I've learned to appreciate the writing time that I do have more instead of being frustrated about how little I have, grateful for whatever hour I get here and there. But also, I think spending so much time with these poems that I love and admire so much and getting so close to those poems, I feel like they just, it's almost like they get into my blood or something. I mean, it's like I'm breathing in these poems, and that has just made me come to my own writing and my own poems in a different way. I think I've learned more about writing from editing. The work with Cave Wall is just sort of even more intense reading almost. It's really just kind of like working with the poems so much and so closely that you get to know them so well and see all the intricate line breaks and things that these poets do, and that feeds into my own work. And
it sounds really organic the way it works out. I mean, you're kind of living and breathing it, so it kind of comes out eventually in your own process.
Yeah, it has, and it can be very stressful, too, and time-consuming, but I feel so passionate about it, and I love these poems and getting them out into the world that I think it's made me a happier person, really, which, you know, makes me come to my own writing and my own writing time from a better place. Lovers on a Walk. Electric down the avenue, they spark us as they pass. Street lamps pop. A tire swing spins like a yo-yo letting out. Their stop and go is a discotheque in Florence. Their to and fro a night swim, naked. Sprinkler heads rise like a chorus line lifting its hats. Time zones shift. The tide swindles free of the moon. Their laughter's as sure as a sawed-off muffler. Their whisper is a corset untying. Phone lines cross like puppet strings tangling. Someone drops a china plate. A widow returns to her V-necked reds. Bark peals. Satellites blink. Ants carry their queen to a new hill. She is his country. He is her map. Stars jump from their constellations. Mist touches down in the desert. Every clam in Charleston unhinges. They are a Russian ballet, a rock and roll ballad, a book we cannot put down. All the fireflies glow at once. A riderless bike switches gears. Cats and dogs follow them like a piper, but they don't even notice our uncoverings, our salutings, or that behind them the rain has begun to hiss on pavement still warm in the wake of their desire. When they do look up to see the world, they will find us tigered and jazzed, played as we are by their brass band love. They will find us hauntingly beautiful, bent as we are in the lens of their passion.
My thanks to Anhinga Prize-winning poet and Cave Wall Press editor Rhett Eisman Trull. She recited a poem from her book, The Real Warnings. Rhett will be giving a poetry reading of her work on Tuesday night, April 2nd at 7:30 in Founders Gallery East on the Guilford College campus. It's open to the public and a wonderful way to celebrate National Poetry Month. The new edition of Cave Wall Press is due out in April. For WFTD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.